In our high-tech digital age, a lot of what happens now is captured on videotape and viewed by many. This is Lisa Berry, and last May in Ypsilanti Township, there was a shooting. And what happened when Washtenaw County Sheriff deputies arrived to investigate was captured on video and released for everyone to see. It included a white Washtenaw County Sheriff deputy hitting an African-American woman several times on the head because she was resisting arrest and biting him as she struggled to let go from his grasp. An investigation into use of force by the Washtenaw County Sheriff deputy was put into the hands of the Michigan Attorney General, who ruled this week that the deputy in question should not face any charges for what happened, and in fact said the female he was attempting to subdue, Shatina Grady L., was the person using force, and in turn, she was charged with several felonies. It's a complicated legal and emotional situation for sure for the Washtenaw County community and beyond. So we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Grady's attorney, Bill Amedeo of Ann Arbor, to get perspective from that side of the situation regarding these latest developments. Thanks, Mr. Amedeo, so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Sorry about the long intro, but as I said, it's not a simple situation, and we did want to check in and get your reaction. What has been you and your client's reaction to this latest development?
Disappointment and heartbreak. I don't know how Dana Nessel could possibly believe that my client did anything wrong here. There's a lot that's going to come out, the preliminary examination, a lot that's going to come out at trial, and I think it's safe to say that the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office is going to be on trial here as well, because they reviewed everything and they decided not to charge. So it's going to be a pretty intense legal situation.
It's a pretty intense situation overall, legally and emotionally. So now you're saying the Prosecutor's Office didn't see cause for charges, and the Michigan Attorney General didn't see cause for charges. Can you tell us anything that you plan to share in court to say that that is not the right response to the situation?
I feel the videos are going to show, and they already have shown, that Shatina is truly the victim. There's no video evidence of Shatina biting anybody. The officer claims that he was bit. We're going to play the video and Jerry Clayton's press conference of May 28th to show that this whole case has been fabricated against my client. This is going to be, in essence, a legal war.
So you're saying she did not bite him?
I'm saying that she was attacked and she never instigated any physical contact with this officer before being attacked.
Okay, so you're saying the Washtenaw County Sheriff deputy provoked it, but you're not denying that she bit him?
What I am saying right now is the Washtenaw County Sheriff's officer not only used excessive force, but he provoked the whole situation. And my client never touched anybody without being abused.
How is she doing now?
You know, she still has injuries from the tragedy. She's emotionally distraught. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. And she's dealing with a living hell right now. Mm. So the family is, they're in a bad place. And Dan Gradiel, her husband, who people forget about, who's also being charged, he was tased for no reason. So this is going to be a pretty heated situation.
All right. I'm not an attorney, but I'm always dedicated to sharing both sides of a story. And it certainly looked like they were physically resisting arrest. And you're saying that's legally okay?
I'm saying that the charges that pressed against them do not have the evidence to support it. And I'm also saying that officer tried to arrest them invalidly. And I won't get into the details of my case, but there's a lot that's going to come out. And I'll say with 110%, my clients are completely the victims in this situation.
Okay, how many cases are we looking at now? Because there are new felony charges that just came from the Michigan Attorney General, were there not?
Yes. And it looks as if there's going to be four charges against Shatina and three charges against Daniel. And I'm waiting for the complaint to formally come in. That was verbalized to me, but I didn't actually see the formal complaint yet, which I should get by early next week.
Okay, so that's from the Michigan Attorney General. What other cases are you dealing with this couple and from this situation?
There are no other current cases.
Okay. So you're saying when this evidence comes out and this information is released, it's going to be in response to the just announced felony charges from the Michigan Attorney General?
That's correct.
Are they considering any kind of countersuit against the sheriff's department?
There's going to be civil litigation. against the sheriff's department. That's already been in the works. And in my opinion, the reason why these charges are being brought right now is because Jerry Clayton and that sheriff's department knows that there's civil litigation coming their way. There will be no plea in this. They're either going to dismiss this or it's going to trial, but there will be no plea negotiations happening.
And what would be the basis of the trial, just for those who are not, of us who are not legal experts?
Well, the basis is that the request made by the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department and approved by the Attorney General is trying to put my clients in prison for things they didn't do. That's the basis. They hit my clients with felonies they don't deserve. If anybody should be charged right now, it should be Pierce for what he did to Shatina.
For hitting her several times on the head?
Hitting her three times on camera and watching her head get bashed into the concrete.
Well, this incident has led to community claims of racism and police brutality. There has been several days of protest against the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, with another one, I understand, planned for this coming weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, there is a protest scheduled for Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
How do you legally resolve such a contentious issue with so many ramifications?
It's not going to be easy. I think both sides are going to have their heels dug in. I really thought that charges would not have been brought. The brutality to the Gradys happened on May 26th. We're told 2 days ago it took the Attorney General that long to review and make the determination that they believe the officer was justified. If that officer didn't use excessive force, I don't know what excessive force is.
If the Michigan Attorney General hadn't turned around and cleared the sheriff and pressed charges against the Grady Ells, would you have been okay if she just said no charges but didn't say that they should be charged in exchange or in reverse?
I wouldn't have been happy about it, but it's something we could have lived with. This family is trying to recover from this tragedy. As I said, there's children, there's grandchildren involved. There's a lot of anger towards the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office already. There's a lot of what I believe is racism in Washtenaw County. It is something that could have started the healing process. We could have dealt with the fact that he wasn't charged. Well, I believe he should have been if he would have let Shatina and Dan get on with their life. But where we're at right now, we took 4 steps backwards.
Okay, so do you don't have any time frame for the next step or what will be happening next and when?
I'll find out early next week what our court dates will be. As of right now, everything's in limbo. It's a wait-and-see process.
Anything else you want to add?
You know, in Washtenaw County, 13.8% of the community is black, and over 71% of the criminal defendants are black. We have a situation of systematic racism going on right now. I think it's sad that Dana Nessel added to that problem.
That's Ann Arbor attorney Bill Amadeo. He represents Shatina Grady L. in the incident that occurred in Ypsilanti Township last May. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good day.